Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday lives. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
What am I trying to hide? And why do I keep on waiting when I know it's on the other side? It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin from Lighthouse Christian Church. And I've got Martita with me again today.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Martita. Yeah, we're just diving right in today. We just want to welcome each and every one of you to the program. We're going to kind of do an extension of yesterday's program. We just had so much to say about compassion and the love of God for people, and I loved it yesterday. But today, I want to kind of move towards love and Christ's compassion for us, and maybe show some of that through Scripture. So I hope you guys are ready out there. We're going to show you how much Jesus loves you.
Oh my gosh. And not only that, I want us to get so filled with His love.
Yeah, come on.
Because when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, He fills us with that, but we need to connect to it.
Yes.
And sometimes we walk in the flesh instead of in the spirit, and learning how to do that so we can receive that. And life comes in the way. Let's be real. You know, we get hurt, rejected, we got issues, troubles in life, and then we go, where's this love? Well,
right.
It's there.
Oh, yeah.
And if we connect to it, that's bigger than any situation we've ever been through or faced in our lives.
Absolutely. You know, if we're going to talk about love, you know, I know we keyed in on compassion, but compassion flows from love.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to talk about love, I think there's no way we can avoid 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
You got right.
It's the love chapter.
That's
right. It's at every wedding. It's at every, you know, aspect of what love really truly is. And I think we should just maybe read that chapter today and then maybe break it down a little bit and then key off of that and just show people how much Jesus really does love and care for them and how much compassion God has for them. So,
and what real love is.
So, yeah. And I'm going to kick it over to you.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to let you start us. I'll let you read through verse 7, then I'll pick it up in verse 8. It's not a huge chapter, so it shouldn't take but just a second. But this is, once again, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I think we're going to read it from the New Living Translation.
For so here we go. If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secrets, plans, and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I give everything I have to the poor and even sacrifice my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable.
Yep.
And it keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. Never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance.
Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Now our knowledge is partial and incomplete, and even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of what the whole picture. But when the time of perfection comes, these partial things will become useless. When I was a child, I spoke and I thought and I reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. Three things, listen to this, will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
Amen.
Love is eternal.
That's right.
You know, they're saying all the gifts, all the different things that are out there, speaking in tongues, you know, prophecy, the gifts of the Spirit are all going to eventually pass away, but love will never pass away.
That's right. When we go to heaven, we won't need healing. We won't need deliverance.
That's right.
We don't need any of that.
No, it'll all be gone.
But heaven is full of love.
That's
because
right.
Heaven is love because the Lord is love.
Yeah, I love that.
So that, yeah. Gotcha.
I know, I'm teasing.
No, but it's true. It's amazing because
yeah,
that's the only thing that's going to stay through eternity.
No, I'm so blown away by the Bible because it says love conquers all.
That's right.
You know, but I think we have to remember that God is love. It's not God's love, it's God.
That's right.
He is love. And I see that yesterday we talked all about, you know, having compassion and reaching out to people and showing them how much you care before you show them how much you know. And I see that right here in this scripture, starting with verse 2. He says that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. And then it came up again, didn't love others, didn't love others. You know, what are the key characteristics of love that we see in this verse of scripture, Martita, is this. Love is made to give. Love is moved towards someone, towards others in our lives. And God is love, and He moved towards us. He commended His love towards us that while we were sinners, Christ died for us.
That was what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
Is before we knew Him, He died for us. He loved us so much. Father God loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son to die for us.
Yes.
So we can have eternal life and be reconciled with the Father.
Yeah.
And He did it out of His love, even though we hadn't accepted it yet.
Sure.
So giving love has no condition
yeah.
of are you going to accept my love or not?
Yeah.
I give it freely.
Right.
The Lord says, I have given you freely. Freely you have received.
Yeah.
Freely give.
Yeah. I love
it's
that.
It's not a condition. Love is an action, and it's not determined by a condition
right.
or the action of the other person.
Yeah, and that's what we were kind of sharing yesterday on the program, is that, you know, God's love is unconditional.
Yes.
And our love can be conditional at times. We try to place conditions on it. I'll love you if you do this, or I won't love you if you don't. And I'm so grateful that God doesn't look at us that way. He says that Jesus was the Lamb slain before the foundations of the world. You know, and we have been loved by God before we were born. So therefore, God already knew, He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning to the end. He already knew every sin we were going to commit in our lives. And in Christ, He forgave us of all those sins. Because when Jesus died on the cross, Martita, your sins and my sins were all future sins.
Yes. For
and
everybody.
He says, all the sins of the world were paid for, you know, that day.
It is
Calvary.
Done. Now, I'm going to bring something up because some people might be sitting there going, yeah, but you don't understand. I'm sitting in a situation that this person is hurting me.
Right.
Or this person is so mean to me. You know, it could be at work. It could be at home. It could be.
I'm being bullied. I'm being abused.
Yes.
In relationships.
How can I love that person?
Yeah. Because I hate him right now.
Exactly. And I can understand.
Well, I can
relate.
Too.
Of hurting. I mean, I was at a point at one time that I hated somebody with all my might.
Right.
Actually, more than one. One was I had a friend that was murdered. And at that moment, if somebody gave me a gun and he stood in front of me, I would have shot him. No doubts about it.
Right.
And I wanted him to go straight to hell. I'm
yeah.
being honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be transparent
yeah,
here.
Right.
I was younger, but she was murdered. She was my best friend. I hated this man. And it went for a while until the Lord actually healed my heart. I was broken. He came to my heart. He healed my heart from the pain. And then I was able to forgive this person. That doesn't mean I'm going to hang out with this person or I want to put myself in front of this person. I was able to forgive, love that person, and let it go. When I was able to do that, I was free from fear, hatred, condemnation. It was eating me alive.
Oh, I bet.
And I was totally free. I cannot change the other person, but I can change. The yeah. Lord changed me, so I'm able to love.
Right.
Because I love somebody doesn't mean that I have to hang out with that somebody.
Right, right.
Okay? So if you're not in a safe situation that you need to move yourself, do so. But don't
Absolutely.
Live in hatred
right.
and condemnation.
Because it only harms you.
Yes.
You know, when we choose not to forgive, when we're in bitterness, when we are in anger, even in wrath, like you were just describing, none of that's hurting the other person.
No. It's
they
poison in your body.
It's poisoning you.
And physically, you will get sick.
And it's robbing you of love.
Yes. And life.
And life. Yeah,
but when you're
powerful.
Total free of that, you can live your life free. And the Lord provided that by His blood. He provided
yeah.
freedom. And He will fulfill your life. And it will change you. But the only one that can really heal your hurt, your trials, is God.
Yeah.
Okay? This is not something in the flesh. This is a spiritual thing that He can transform you from inside out so you can live your
yes.
everyday life filled with love, filled with joy, filled with freedom, and it will completely change you. And people will notice. They will come to you and say, hey, what is it that you
yeah,
have?
Right.
How can you go through all that and be free and be in joy and be so happy? And that's because God provided it.
Yeah, I'm immediately taken to that point in Scripture in Luke chapter 23. And, you know, this is an amazing portion of Scripture. And, you know, they're basically crucifying Jesus. He's on the cross. The soldiers are mocking Him. And it says in verse 36, and offering Him sour wine, saying, are you the King of the Jews? Save yourself. Just mocking Him. And they put the inscription over Him, says the King of the Jews. And they're just, you know, rebuking Him and giving all that. But, you know, Jesus' response, you know, was this. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
That's right.
And I think if we're going to truly love people, and especially people who have hurt us, people who have done things wrong to us, people who have created problems for us or bullied us or abused us, you know, we have to say, Lord, they don't know what they're doing. If they truly knew You, if they truly understood love, which is what we're talking about today,
that's right.
They wouldn't have done that, you know? And I have, you know, been in a point in my life where I bullied somebody when I was younger. You know, it's a story that some kids in my neighborhood, I created a name for them, and then it caught on. It went to school, and they were literally tormented by people in the neighborhood. Every time they walked by, they were, you know, yelled at, ridiculed. And I kind of kicked it off. I kind of started it. And, you know, as I got older, I realized what I had done. You know, when you're young, you're just, you don't know what you're doing.
You think it's
right?
funny.
And you think it's hilarious. Everyone's laughing and you're getting attention. And I had to come to grips later as a Christian in my life that I had bullied these kids beyond what was almost bearable. And I ran into one of the, you know, people at a restaurant one night, and he was a cook. And I saw him back there, and the Lord said, you need to go apologize to him. And I was like, okay. I was like, I agree,
yeah.
Lord. I need to show him love. I need to show him compassion, and he needs to know that I understand now where I'm at and that I needed to get rid of that in my own life for carrying that guilt and that condemnation and that burden. And but I needed to release him too, you know, and through just going to him, and I said, hey, when you have a break, I'd like to talk with you. And we went outside, and I just said, hey, listen, We're older now. I know what I did to you guys, and I want you to know how bad I feel about what I did. And I know that God loves you, and I want you to forgive me. If you can find it in your heart, I hope that you can forgive me. And he just began to weep, you know, because he carried that hurt and that wound for so long. And it all boiled down to, though, I didn't know what I was doing at the time. But now I know.
So, you know, it was funny as you started, it was in my heart. If you are the abuser, if you are the bully, if you are the one that has caused pain in others, you have been forgiven too.
Yes.
And I ask you that you forgive yourself.
Yeah.
Okay? Because God died for every single person.
Every sin, every...
Okay?
The enemy uses us.
That's right. So
we don't even know sometimes how the enemy's using us.
Jesus came to set you free, not to condemn you. Okay? So accept the forgiveness from the Lord. Repent. Accept that forgiveness. Lord, I pray right now that every person that has been cursed by a word that have done it or have received it, we break that right now in Jesus' name, that they will be totally free of every curse word, every demeaning word, every abusive action, that will be broken in their lives, that their hearts will be healed, Lord, that they can really, truly receive your forgiveness and your love.
Yeah.
Because that is what they need. And that's what you provided. That sacrifice, you shed that blood and that sacrifice so they can be healed completely, Lord. And that anything physically, any diseases or infirmities that are attached to that will be totally broken and that they will be completely healed.
Thank you.
Physically,
Lord.
Emotionally, spiritually. Sure. In Jesus' name.
Yeah, Lord, we just release breakthrough over people on this issue of love, because some of them are bitter, some of them are angry, and Lord, that isn't hurting anyone but them. So Lord, we just pray and believe that you will help each person that's listening to this program that is wounded in one way or another to be healed, to find freedom through your love and through your compassion, Jesus, because you know, you came so that we might be free. He who the Son sets free, Martita, is
free indeed.
And so we're releasing freedom through this program to you today. You can go to God right now, wherever it is you're at. You can have a moment with the Lord, and he will set you free from this offense, or whether you are the person who did it or the person who it was done to. It doesn't matter. Be free in the name of Jesus. Find the love of God, you know, because love is patient and love is kind. You know, it isn't jealous. It doesn't boast. It's God is ready, you know, to love you.
It does not. Yeah, it does not demand its own way.
Yeah. So good. So
it doesn't keep a record of wrong. So we have to totally let go to be healed. That list that you have in your heart, you know, maybe write it all down and say, I release this. I forgive this person. I forgive myself for doing this, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I totally forgive this person. Lord, help me walk it through.
Yeah.
Heal my heart. And I suggest that you take a shredder and put it in the shredder and say, that was in my past. That's not part of my future. Yeah. It is gone, destroyed, shredded, is not coming back.
Yeah.
And if the thought comes back because the enemy's going to try, you go, no, that's gone. It's been gone. The blood of Jesus deleted it from my life.
Right.
It is totally gone. It's not coming back.
Yeah, that's found in Hebrews, actually. It says, how much more will the blood of Jesus purge your conscience from dead works?
That's right.
So that you can serve the living God. In unforgiveness and bitterness and strife and anger and malice and revenge and all that are dead works. Allow the love of God through the blood of Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross to come into your life today and to purge your heart and your mind and your conscience from dead works.
And set
you
free.
Things that have kept you bound for years, guys. You're out there and you have been bound up for years over these things, and it's hurt nobody but you.
It's time to get that ball and chain off.
Give it to the Lord today and allow him to release you through his love. Because, you know, in that scripture, it says that these three things will last forever. Faith. So have faith in what Jesus has already done for you. Hope. You know, you have a hope that God has going to wipe away every tear. When you get to eternity, it's all going to be just washed away. And lastly, love. And the greatest of these is love. You know, without love, it can't be done. But through love, love conquers all.
And Jesus is love.
Yeah.
He is the provider. And he is in you.
So
right. You have it inside of you.
Yeah.
Plug into it.
And if you're listening to the program and you don't, and you need to take a moment and say, I need this love. I need God's love in my life. We want you to know that Jesus is right there. He's waiting for you to simply say, I want you in my life, Lord. It's free will. You have the choice. All you have to do is wherever you're at, say, I invite you, Jesus, into my life. I choose love today, and I give you my heart. I give you my life, and I want you to be my Savior. I want you to be the person that washes me and cleans me and makes me whole again, because I've lived in darkness long enough. All these things have tormented me, but I'm here today to tell you that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And Jesus is the love giver, and he will come in and set you free from every, you know, thing that you've endured up to this point in your life, and he will give you a new life. He will rewrite you. He will give you everything that he has in his arsenal to fight the battle against the darkness in your life and to live your life in the light of the glory of God's love.
And if you have been saved and you feel, but I don't feel that, just sit still for just a second. I don't care where you're at, and say, Lord, let it flow into me.
Yeah.
Open your heart.
That's good.
Because I'm hurt. I'm this or that. Open your heart and say, Lord, take over. Yeah. Fill me up. Holy Spirit, heal my heart.
Yeah. Scripture says that we are to cast our cares on him because he cares for us. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. If you're carrying those burdens today, you don't have to carry them anymore. Give them to Jesus, and he will show you how to walk free of all of this offense and all these things in your life, and be free in love. So
Amen.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family.
There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. And this has actually been a pretty intense program,
yes.
Martita. We've been talking about some intense action here when it comes to love and forgiveness and people. I mean, I've shared where I've hurt people. I've been hurt by other people, and I've had to forgive them as well. And in some some situations, I'm still trying, you know, to work through that. So this is actually a really powerful thing. I think a lot of times we fall victim to this idea that I cannot forgive them. I cannot forgive myself. But the bottom line is you can, and God's looking for you to do that. He's looking for you to walk in love, not in bitterness and anger and so forth.
Forgiveness is a choice.
Yes.
It's an action that we need to, with the mind, intellectually say, I am going to do this.
Right.
And the first choice is, I am going to do this. Lord, help me through it. Help me walk it through. You don't have to do it alone.
His love will be there for you.
Exactly.
In it.
He will help you walk through it. And ask the Lord to heal your heart.
Yes.
So then your heart will follow or connect to your mind. But this is something that we have to go, okay, I'm going to choose to do this, Lord. Help me do it.
Yeah. I think the scripture that just popped into my head is, with man, it's impossible.
That's right.
But with God,
everything.
All things are possible to you, and you can walk free.
You don't have to do it alone.
Unforgiveness in your life. You can walk in the compassion and the love of God towards others, even if they've hurt you. And you can walk in the compassion and love of God with yourself as well.
And sometimes it might feel impossible, but it is not.
Sure.
Like he said, with God.
Yeah. So why don't you pray us out?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. We pray the Lord will touch your heart, that you will be hungry for more of him, that you will see people through his eyes. We pray the Lord gives you revelation and understanding of his word. Remember, Jesus is the word. We pray he will melt away any walls, hurts, lies, or brokenness you might have that blocks you from receiving Jesus' love. May his love flow into you and through you into others. May your day be filled with love, joy, peace, and excitement. May you forgive others as well as yourself. Walk in supernatural health and be a blessing to the world around you. In Jesus' name.
Yeah, come on. We can be a blessing to those around us if we will allow the love of God to flow through our lives. Each and every one of you, I thank God for you that he is working and moving in your lives through love. And we love you, and God loves you here at Turn the Light On. And thanks again for tuning in today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.